Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, I'd like to be celebrating a party of some kind, which we'll tell you about for the next 2 hours, but we've got some geopolitical healing to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, beginning now with the FDA Dragon Slayer, the man of liberty, Jonathan E. Ward, my friend.
Robert, good to be with you, Robert.
It's good to be with you, too, but it's kind of a bummer, you know, when we have to talk about some of these subjects that we really do need to. When you talk about the defense of liberty, we always talk about individual liberty, but if we come together and agree to be a country or a nation, we've got to come together and defend our nation, our nation's interest, and it seems like we've lost that ability to do so with the current political atmosphere in Washington, D.C.
Well, this president has done nothing to defend American interests around the world. He's sent signals that he's not followed through with, and he's also taken steps that show a great willingness to appease our enemies. And in the case of Iran, which is an enemy that both funds international terror and is dedicated to our destruction of Israel, he has said that he's entered into this agreement with Iran that is the greatest act of appeasement in American history. And this is now producing fallout as Russia and Vladimir Putin attempt to fill the void created by America's unwillingness to defend its own interests. Putin has been testing America for the last several years, taking various steps to determine whether or not those expansionist steps by Russia would cause an American reaction. And he has been absolutely flabbergasted by the fact that Obama will do nothing to defend himself and will, in fact, give away the store when it comes to Iran. So what is he doing? In light of the Iranian deal, he met with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader, Qasem Soleimani, who this chap has a resume that's about as anti-American as you can get. He is the one who his Quds force in 2007 assisted Hezbollah terrorists in Iraq to abduct and murder four American soldiers. He has, in fact, been involved with several similar type of activities where American troops have been killed and kidnapped. And he has been behind that or has been involved with it, supporting it. This man was invited to Russia, met with Putin on July the 24th, and the upshot of that has been a new arrangement by Russia with Iran to expand their relationships on a number of fronts, military and economic. And the move is an immediate attempt by Putin to capitalize on America's unwillingness to keep a stranglehold around the throat of one of its most ardent enemies, Iran. In addition to that, Russia is now supplying Iran with its advanced S-300 air defense system, which allows multiple rockets to be fired at U.S. or Israeli warplanes, any warplanes. And this would shield the Iranian nuclear sites from an Israeli attack. And it would also delay any attempt by Israel and would allow the Iranian people and military to have a greater period of time within which to defend those sites. So Putin's putting it all together, forming a coalition against the United States. It's not just here that he's doing it. He's also forming new alliances with China in definitely in anti-American ways. And we also know that he, you know, he's done these things in your face to Obama, the flyovers over the United States southern border, the Gulf of Mexico, and in addition, coming close to the American West Coast border. And on July the 4th, while Putin was congratulating Obama on the American holiday, Russian forces were antagonizing American forces, air forces, that defend our Western front. And all
so
of this...
Doesn't he have to appeal, if we look at the geopolitics, appeal to the Russian nationalism and be the cowboy out there? Because their economy, although, I don't know, how would you say, with oil hovering around 40 bucks a barrel, I don't know how long they can last either. I mean, this is the whole thing where everybody's impacted by the price of oil as well, and they're trying desperately not to get overthrown by their own people.
Well, I think that what's happening here is these alliances he's forming with our enemies are actually reinforcing when it comes to the economy of Russia, in that they are trade deals as well. No question about the damage done there, but Obama hasn't exploited it. He hasn't opened up the coastal shelves in order to allow more oil production. He hasn't allowed oil production to occur in any of the national parks. He hasn't allowed fracking to expand. He hasn't allowed oil exports to expand. He's allowed regulatory restraints to keep domestic production down. We could really ratchet up production domestically, reduce the price here, create energy independence for the United States, and also dramatically reduce European dependency on foreign oil if we were to do what is in our interests. But Obama will not do it. He allows the regulatory system to keep a stranglehold on domestic oil production. We can't have any energy independence so long as that's the case. Some 6% of American oil is imported. That could be cut in half at least if we would ratchet up domestic production. But, you know, we could really do a number on the international price set for oil.
Sure.
And bring sure. Russia well, to its knees. But Obama will not do that. He is not
interested in
defending us.
Isn't he the latest, maybe the worst, of course, but the latest in a long line of let's say presidents and even congressmen and senators since the 20th century that became more globalist in their viewpoint rather than nationalist in looking at the interests of the United States? I mean, certainly we recognize Earl, even Reagan had to fight against this issue in his presidency, you know, the interest that we had versus the globalist interest.
There's nothing like this in our history in the sense that there is nothing in our history that is comparable to this Iran deal where we are, where it's unilateral surrender, where it is total appeasement to an avowed enemy of the United States. These are the people who held American embassy officials hostage. These are the people who every single day condemn the United States and Israel. These are the people who take great honor and congratulate themselves when they give financial support, weapon systems to terrorist organizations that have killed Americans and that abduct Americans. These are people who support international terror, and this president embraces them. This president, it unilaterally disarms in the face of them. This president invites them through his actions to acquire a nuclear weapon. He's inviting the destabilization of the entire Middle East, and he's allowing and encouraging, by his inaction in defense of American interests, the expansion of international terrorism. He is a suicide pill for this nation.
Well, Jonathan, let's expand that concept of anti-Americanism and look at what's in Manhattan, right? On that island there called New York City, called the United Nations. And how many people in the 20th century have been kind of laughed at or try to be somehow taken down a rung in terms of their legitimacy for saying the United Nations is not a pro-American organization at all. In fact, it's working against our interests.
Well, there's no question about that, that the history of the United Nations has largely been one on certainly on international political grounds and military grounds. It's antagonistic to the interests of the United States. And we should not be in the business of providing the vast majority of the funding for that organization. I don't think that we should abolish the United Nations, but I certainly think that we should cut out funding in those areas where we're just giving an invitation for people to beat us up. There's no sense in that, and that this administration, of course, has gone in the opposite direction of trying to refill any reductions in funding to the United Nations. This president is more of a president of another country than he is of the United States. He won't defend our borders.
That's the point. Yeah, that's the point I wanted to bring out with you today, is that, you know, if we're looking at the presidential cycle, and, you know, I've talked about the ups and downs of a lot of people and parties as well, but recognizing that what decision you're going to make, it should be based on a lot of these fundamental core principles as if you're protecting yourself. We talk about the constitution of the body. We talk about the constitution of the land and how, you know, if you abandon your own constitution, you're going to be in poor health until you perish. And we do the same thing on a national scale and perhaps even a global scale when we don't defend, for instance, our borders like ourselves. And with the Constitution issue, they got this new 2030 agenda for sustainable development. And indeed, within that are attempts of basically mandating pharmaceutical participation, much like Obamacare does, mandated vaccinations that haven't even been invented yet. And so we've got a global attempt to decimate the freedom of what liberty is left here in these United States. And many of our Republican and Democratic politicians have sold out or aren't even aware that this is going on.
And then we have these massive environmental restrictions that we impose upon ourselves and agree to it through international treaty. And then other countries like China, which are the principal contributors to pollution in the world, just ignore those provisions and go ahead and pollute like mad and vastly expand their manufacturing capabilities, all in a desperate attempt to steal every possible market that exists in the world through government-funded reduction in price and so on. Well, if we don't allow a free market, if we don't allow companies to produce goods because we create restrictions on pollution that are so unrealistic that they shut plants down, you know, this is the most disgusting scenario that you can imagine. We are crippling ourselves, destroying our ability to compete in the world, and breaking the back of the middle class and free enterprise in this country through over-regulation of business. And the argument they give, by the way, is that, no, it's capitalism that's causing the middle class to suffer. That's a bunch of bunk. The greatest uplifting force in the history of the world has been free enterprise.
Right. And if we'd recognize it again, but the EPA is too busy poisoning Colorado and Utah rivers and Arizona rivers. I mean, it's an amazing thing what's happening here. All right. We hopefully will celebrate a little bit with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty when we come back, because it's somebody's birthday today that we really appreciate.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know if you could feel the intensity of Jonathan Emord. I know if I were working with the FDA or the FTC, I'd be nervous as heck. When Jonathan is fired up, man. And we have Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty here. Norm, welcome back, my friend.
Welcome back. Thank you.
You got to lighten it up because it's been intense so far, and it's not that we want to ignore the intensity of what we need to cover, but there's a guy who warned us about a lot of things over the years, who served and really abide by the Constitution and cherishes and defends individual liberty like nobody else, a modern-day founding father-like guy. Whose birthday is it today?
It's Dr. Ron Paul's 80th birthday today, which anyone who's seen him recently would find it hard to believe that he is 80. He's still in wonderful physical shape and still very sharp, still doing commentary every day, still running Campaign for Liberty, along with several other organizations, the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, and working very closely with us, working very closely with... Still the main event at Young Americans for Liberty annual convention and speaks at colleges campuses around the country, still writing books, weekly columns, tremendous inspiration, spending lots of time with his. The one thing people don't know about Dr. Paul, or think about Dr. Paul though, is that for all his efforts to promote liberty, family always comes first for him. He's has a wonderful wife, a wonderful family. He's been married for over 50 years, maybe almost 60 years now. But he certainly is a good example of how one can balance two very busy careers, because he's been both in medicine and in Congress. In fact, all those years of delivering babies and thus dealing with screaming infants is probably great preparation for dealing with folks in Congress.
Yes. And, yes, indeed.
And I was down in Texas last week for a birthday party. Over 600 people showed up in the Dow Academic Center in Brazoria County, in Dr. Paul's hometown of Lake Jackson. Most of his family was there. One of his sons who wasn't there was Rand Paul, who was performing eye surgery in Haiti, which shows that Rand has learned about the importance of giving back and helping others, in addition, obviously, to learning a lot about liberty and sound economics and sound foreign policy from his dad.
Yeah, you know, a good birthday gift for Ron would be if Rand would get, you know, back into the mix, because they've kind of, he's gotten quiet. I know he went out to do some good works there, but I'd like to see, as Jonathan would, that he gets back into the mix, and it's hard to get any bluster going with Donald Trump doing his thing.
Well, it's interesting. We're out in Iowa right now doing some work on the online gambling issue, and in all the time here, we were at some town hall meetings with Senator Grassley, who's chair of the Judiciary Committee, which has full jurisdiction over this, over the gambling bill, and along with a lot of other big bills like civil asset forfeiture. And he was also talking a little bit about his role in the investigation into Hillary's emails. But we only saw one person with a candidate shirt, and that was a Trump shirt. We don't see a whole lot of signs for candidates, so it's fairly early still. I would also say anyone who wants to wish Dr. Paul a happy birthday still has time to go to campaignforliberty.org or the Campaign for Liberty Facebook page and write out a personal greeting to Dr. Paul. We will, and that will be sent to him. We've got greetings from people all around the country right now, many of the millions of people that he inspired. And I think that's really the most important thing. If I was ever asked what Dr. Paul's greatest contribution was, I would say two things. One.
Real quick, we're up against the break.
Oh.
You want to hold off and give those two things after the break?
Yeah, yes.
All right, stand by. We're going to do that. Jonathan Emord is here. He's also going to give us an update on the DARK Act. Is there more to do in the Senate? And what about the FDA approving a female Viagra? We've got some things to say after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo
Water. That's the one you want, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, in spite of some of the nasty things going on around this planet, the abandonment of liberty by those that claim to defend it here in America, there's reason to celebrate. Ron Paul turned 80 today. You still have time to wish him a happy birthday through the Campaign for Liberty between now and midnight tonight Pacific time. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will tell you how to do that as well. And, of course, Jonathan Emord, you know, the great fortune that you were able to supply some proposed legislation when Ron was running, it was in Congress for many years, and forged a relationship and understood what this guy was all about.
Well, Norm and I worked together many times on legislation for important issues, and I've watched Ron Paul's action in Congress for 28 years in and out of Congress. And I must say that the history books will record him when they do not record other members of Congress, because he, unlike any other member of Congress, has been true to his principles, has stood for the Constitution and for liberty in this country, regardless of the political consequences to himself, regardless of the financial consequences, regardless of the opportunities that people dangled in front of him if he would change his view. He never deviated. He always stood for principle. He always was honest and committed. There is no one like Ron Paul in Congress. There's never been a person like Ron Paul in Congress. And so while a lot of us will forget other members of Congress, we will never forget Ron Paul, because he has been a stalwart defender of liberty and a major champion of the cause of liberty in this country. He has changed this nation fundamentally. He has opened eyes to many people, particularly young people, about the importance of freedom and about the necessity of fighting for a constitution against all of these enormous changes that have been brought about when those in Congress have refused to abide by the strictures of the Constitution, and those in the White House the same. So anyway, Ron Paul is great, and we will always have him as a figure in history who has stood for liberty at home and abroad. He's been the great defender of freedom.
A real living example. And Norm, you were going to say a couple of things that were inspiring as well. I want to make sure we get that out for everybody to hear.
Well, I think just the two things I think Ron's great greatest contributions were in terms of a national political figure. One is not just bringing the Fed to national prominence, but tying the Fed to the issues of the welfare state, the warfare state, and the taxation, and tying that together with the loss of civil liberties, showing that the FDA, DSA, the Transportation Security Administration, the NSA, is all related, and you can't subdivide liberty into neat little packages of civil and economic and foreign policy somewhere over to the side, that it is one package. And particularly bringing in the Federal Reserve as the sort of the engine that drives this whole thing, with the inflation tax, the most unfair, hidden and regressive tax of all. And secondly, as Jonathan mentioned, all the people, particularly the young people that he, inspired to get into, politics, to get into academia, to get into journalism, to read Mises and Hayek and Rothbard and the other great, scholars and historians, listen to programs like Robert's and Jonathan's, go to law school, and instead of working for the government, I mean, the next Ralph Nader is likely to be a libertarian in the tradition of Jonathan, who was inspired by Ron instead of someone like Nader was, who was inspired by Keynes and left-wing philosophers.
Yeah, I remember all the people in the Republican Party that like to claim the mantle of Ronald Reagan. Ron Paul was one of the first supporters of Ronald Reagan earlier in his political career when he saw his libertarian leanings, his constitutional inclinations.
Right.
And then now everybody claims that mantle. And then even Ron, you know, said, hey, there were problems later in his presidency, but there were a lot of things. And you were there, Jonathan, as far as the things that were pulling on Ron, including the Bush years that followed him.
Well, I remember Ron Paul standing for a gold standard when it had become grossly unfashionable, when he stood for free market economics, when he was against regulation, all deeply rooted values that he has and commitments that he has that have never changed. I mean, one of the things about Ron Paul that is unlike any other politician who's been in government for that long a period of time in Congress, is that he never changed his fundamental views. They always remain the same. You can take a look at what he said in the 1980s, and you can compare that to what he said in his last year in Congress, and you'll find no substantive difference in position. And the fact is that he is a person who is, at root, a good person, like Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan was a great human being. That's the way Ron Paul is. You may disagree with Ron Paul, but at least you know that you disagree with him, because he'll make clear his position. He doesn't hide from his views. If you ask him a question, he answers it. It's interesting. He is not what you would call a modern-day politician. He's a patriot. He is a person who is rooted in belief, not in self-aggrandizement. He's humble.
Right.
I mean, one of the things about that that's so unique is that virtually everybody who goes to Washington when they start out with principle ends up corrupted and ends up changing their position. And, you know, I look at Orrin Hatch that way. He went in as a Reagan Republican. He ended up more times than not compromising with Ted Kennedy and coming up with social welfare legislation that he could support. I mean, that you would never, ever find a Ron Paul who would ever do that. And,
yeah.
And it's a standard that, you know, this is the standard that we need to raise and say, do you want to know what a good politician is? Well, this is Ron Paul. This is what you should aspire to. If you have these characteristics of integrity, you are a great politician. If you're just a blowhard, and if you don't believe in anything really, and you'll cut deals and do whatever is necessary to feather your own nest, you're a traitor to this country.
Hmm. Norm, you were going to add something in there?
I was just going to say the other two pieces of advice that Ron gave me, actually the first staff meeting I ever had with him when I went to work on the Hill, that I think is very important. Just on a personal level, and for everybody involved in the liberty movement, especially the younger people who get, you know, so excited and they get so wrapped up and they go at it with such intensity that in 2 years they're burned out and they just retreat to never do anything for the cause again because they become overwhelmed by cynicism and pessimism and hopelessness. Is first thing is exercise in the morning. Because I feel better that way, and Ron does that. I don't do it as vigorously or as often as Ron does, but I should. And the second one is make the fight for liberty fun, because it is a long-term fight.
Proposition.
The state wasn't built in a day, and it won't collapse. Okay? So what we need to.
Norm, I think that's his biggest legacy, in fact, what you've just said right there, because he, more than anyone else in my lifetime, has inspired generations of young people to return to a libertarian philosophy, one that is, you know, about limited, constitutionally restricted, if you will, government. And, you know, the flourishing of freedom is as much as we attempt to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty, and Jonathan does an amazing job, you know, that we need more than just me or you or him or even Ron Paul. As Ron says, it's not about me. He didn't think it was about himself. He was all about the message, and it inspired these people who could see through a lot of the garbage and lies and crave the authenticity that is Ron Paul, and that I see the millennial generation looking toward and saying, we want more of that. We want to be that.
Right. And that's why I hope anyone who wants to send it, to express this, send a greeting, go to campaignforliberty.org or go to our Facebook page, Campaign for Liberty's Facebook page. You still have a few hours to sign a special greeting for Dr. Paul that we will be sending to him. We greatly appreciate all the kind wishes.
Nice. Hey, Jonathan, I know we got to continue on here, and I want people to know about the issue of the DARC Act, which you and I have covered extensively, but it's in the Senate. Has there been any movement to stop it from happening or to vote on it and make it happen?
Well, there's movement afoot to try to get the thing either attached to an appropriations bill or to get it favorably voted out of the Senate Ag Committee. But the opposition has been strong, but it needs to be a lot stronger. We can defeat this thing, but if we don't really get off the mark and contact our members, our senators, and tell them that we oppose this bill and we expect them to, we're not going to see this thing be derailed. So, this is something that we have to do. And if it passes, then the only hope that we have is through litigation to defeat it. And I think because it causes GMO-free to only be allowable if the federal government finds a food plan of a organic company to be acceptable, it places a prior restraint on the right to communicate truthful information, and that makes it unconstitutional under the First Amendment. This is a major act of suppression to create confusion in the market so that Monsanto and other companies can benefit. They can benefit because people won't know what it contains GMOs and what does not, and they'll be able to get their products even labeled as natural when they have GMO ingredients. Without
talk about confusion. Yeah, talk about confusion in the marketplace. And then you have the FDA approving a so-called female Viagra, basically a drug supposedly will stimulate libido in a woman, but it's a failed psychiatric drug that was already denied for approval. We may talk about that on the other side of this break. Warning women, this is not a good thing, I promise you. This is not a part of a... Yeah, it's a fraud, exactly. Also, if we can get to Norm's theory on Donald Trump, I'd like to hear that as well. RobertScottBell.com, all the links out, including to Jonathan E. Moore and the Campaign for Liberty.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, once again, happy birthday, Ron Paul, number 80. And maybe there'll be many, many more, inspiring so many, including all of us here. We're talking to Jonathan Emord. He's with me each and every week, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Norm Singleton joins us as well whenever he can, and always enjoy him from Campaign for Liberty. I was going to ask you, Norm, about your theory of Trump, or theory on Trump, Donald Trump, because, you know, we're all still scratching our heads. He's saying some good stuff, and I know firsthand from people that work directly with him that he really is a nice man behind the scenes. He's a showman. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, what is his perspective here? What is he doing running for president? Do you have a theory?
I watched him on Fox News last week, and when I was getting ready to go to Ron Paul's birthday party, and I noticed he talked a lot about how he understood the political system because he said, quote, "I've dealt with politicians all my life. People like me give them money for favors. And this is the system that I've profited from. And because I understand it and because I can't be bought, you can trust me when I say I'm going to change things." And I think that he's, in a sense, playing off of the same frustration with cronyism that animated the Tea Party, that animated Occupy Wall Street, and that animates a lot of what the three of us talk about the Ron and Rand Paul liberty movements and Campaign for Liberty, which is this feeling that there's these institutions, the Fed, the Export-Import Bank, the FDA. I know that a lot of what they approve and what they don't approve in terms of saying that you can use a psychiatric drug that we previously did not approve for female libido, but if there's a change in diet, exercise plan that might help, well, you know, if you want to market that and you say that's making a health claim and we're going to crack down on you, but, you know, something made by pharma, that's okay. There's a double standard in the FDA. Why? There's a revolving door. Who are they accountable to? People know this stuff. They understand it. And I think it's a visceral part of his appeal is, and this doesn't explain all of it. And I know that there's a lot of offensive things that Trump has said that his supporters excuse, but I do think some of it is rooted in this feeling that politicians are not Ron Paul. They're not honest. They get corrupted by the big money and the big system. And here's a guy who's blowing the whistle because he was part of it, and now he's changed, and he's going to get rid of the cronies. He's going to stop the buying and selling of politicians. And they're not looking at his proposals. They're just looking at this idea that he has. I agree with Ron Paul. There's a lot of danger in this idea that we can have a strong man, a man on a white horse, to come in and save the system, because that traditionally doesn't work out well. But I do think that that there is, part of it is rooted in something that the liberty movement, the libertarian movement, can really grab hold of and continue to take advantage of, get some of these people on our side, because their dissatisfaction.
Right. Norm, and you know, as Trump has bought politicians, so he knows that side of it, will he go in and not be bought? You know, I don't know he's rooted in the constitutional principles that I'd like to see, as much as he's got somewhat of a populist message, Jonathan.
Well, I agree. I don't see anything coming out of his mouth that shows that he is a person who understands deeply the principles that animate the Constitution, the government limiting principles, and that disturbs me, because we don't need one person who refuses to abide by limitations on executive power in the form of Obama to be replaced by another one just because we like the policies or positions that they may articulate better than the policies or positions that Obama does. We need someone who's going to both defend liberty and ensure that the Constitution is restored. And, you know, we can't just replace one authoritarian figure for another one in the White House. I think Norm's right on, you know, in his assessment of Trump.
Right. Well, Norm, great job. Thanks for being here to wish Ron Paul a happy birthday as well from all of us, and to get those cards and letters and messages out through the Campaign for Liberty in the next couple hours.
Thanks.
All right, Norm, and Jonathan, as always, thanks for helping to rekindle the sacred fire of liberty.
You bet.
Yep. Each and every week, though, guys and girls, hold on. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.